Republican Congressman and House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana is out of surgery and in stable condition after he was shot in the hip this morning during a GOP congressional baseball practice at a park in Alexandria, Virginia. President Trump addressed Scalise earlier today during his first public statement since the shooting.
And Steve, I want you to know that you have the prayers not only of the entire city behind you, but of an entire nation and, frankly, the entire world. America is praying for you, and America is praying for all of the victims of this terrible shooting.
At least four other people were wounded, including two Capitol Police officers and two congressional staff members. The gunman has been identified as 66-year-old James Hodkinson of Belleville, Illinois, who was, according to his Facebook page, a Bernie Sanders supporter. Today, Sanders, speaking from the floor of the Senate, said he apparently was a volunteer, and that thought sickened him. Bracton Booker is with Here and Now contributor WAMU in Washington. Bracton, the shooting took place around 7 o'clock this morning. Surreal, you know, a baseball practice in the park. What do we know about what happened?
Well, yeah, a baseball practice very early in the morning. The practice was for Republican congressmen who were preparing for the charity baseball game where Republicans and Democrats play each other. That game is set for tomorrow at Nationals Park where the Nationals play. But the practice started at 6:30 in the morning. So, I mean, you can imagine people are walking their dogs, getting ready to work. So it's pretty quiet. And apparently the alleged gunman came up and began opening fire just after 7 o'clock. Apparently, there was quite a bit of confusion, although I will say that because Steve Scalise, who is the number three Republican in the House of Representatives, because he is in leadership, he had a security detail. So there were armed officers on scene when the shooting began, but reinforcements from the Alexandria police got on the scene within a couple of minutes, and that's when an exchange of gunfire took place in the early morning in this really, really pristine suburb in Alexandria, Virginia.
Well, Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona was one of those who was there. He spoke earlier with CNN.
Steve Scalise was on second base, playing second base, fielding balls, and all of a sudden we heard a very loud shot. Everybody thought, that sounds like a gun. And the gunman was over by the third base dugout with a clear view of the field and everybody on it. And then all of a sudden, a couple more shots, and we knew what it was.
And Senator Rand Paul was also there. He said that, you know, without that security detail, he thinks it would have had a much worse outcome. He jumped a fence when the shooter began firing and said a car stopped, and he jumped in with an aide and they drove away. I mean, really quite a scene. What's the mood there now?
Well, Robert, I'm not on scene. I'm at WAMU.
Oh, but I mean in Washington,
in
yeah.
Washington. Oh, yeah, in Washington, of course. But, yeah, the mood is really shock. I mean, the news of the day coming in today was, what is Janet Yellen going to do? Is she going to raise interest rates? So that was kind of the story that was on people's minds, right? So there's increased security at the Capitol. There are swarms of reporters at local hospitals trying to get word on, you know, updates on victims. But everyone is kind of on edge right now just because they're not sure where this came from.
Well, we mentioned that the alleged shooter seemed to have been a supporter of Bernie Sanders, who says he is sick about that. But there seems to be unity. Let's just listen to House Speaker Paul Ryan speaking and receiving an ovation when he said this.
We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
Paul Ryan speaking in the House. And Bracton, we have a couple seconds here, but we understand the House has shut down all legislative activity for the day.
That is correct. And the baseball game that I mentioned, as of now, it is still on for tomorrow. A couple of quick things on the investigation. The FBI has taken over because Scalise was a federal official. So the feds are now going to take over the lead.
Bracton Booker of WAMU, thank you so much.
Thank you.